Okay, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the fellow trainees on our John Lowry Trainee Day in Prague. I hope you have a good time in Prague. I will say that the numbers we anticipated were slightly more this morning. The room is quite big, so if you like, you can all come closer and have a better view of the screen, and perhaps easier to ask some questions as well, if you like. Please come right to the front. There's lots of seats. Okay, so the John Lowry Trainee Day is very important to the European Association. It allows the trainees an opportunity of a special day with dedicated lectures, and over the years, different topics have been chosen. One of the workshops we have conducted recently on a couple of congresses was how to write a scientific paper, how to get published, which is a very important part of trainees' development. We feel this day has been very well attended, and we've had a very good feedback, and we hope you enjoy today's program. Just a quick word about the program today. We have two sections, the morning section for the John Lowry Day, which is, as we just discussed, and in the afternoon we have a section on complications in oral and maxillofacial surgery. That is between 2 to 4:30. 4:30 to 5:30, I urge all of you to also be present for a short business meeting. Hopefully it will be finished well before 5:30, but this will involve election of the next trainee representative, as I will be stepping down from my post today. And I would also like to take this opportunity to introduce to you Professor Julio Acero, who you probably already know, who is our education officer, and the president, Professor Daniel Hersak, who will introduce the speakers today.
Thank you, Dr. Gulati. It's my pleasure to be here with you, with the trainees of our association, which is for us one of the most important group of members. And this also it's my pleasure to introduce this session because it's part of my small history. When I was appointed as the education officer, I had the opportunity attending my first Congress as European Congress as the education officer